Good evening, everyone. This is Mary Hernandez. Welcome to Angel Answers. We're happy again to see you all online, waiting online today. Last week, our phone lines were very busy. My apologies to those callers we could not get through. Hope you're on tonight to get your angel answers. I'm joined tonight by DC Love and my beautiful daughter, Adriana. And Liz could not join us today. She had something else to do. She will be back next week because we miss her so much. A little bit about Liz. She's a spiritual counselor, intuitive tarot oracle reader, and she's also a Reiki healer. You can find her on Facebook or Instagram at LizP11Love. Adriana, would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Adriana. I'm an intuitive reader. I offer messages using a variety of tools such as pendulum, oracle cards, tarot, messages from spirit. I'm also a certified Reiki practitioner, and I provide healing energy via distance and or in person. I also create Reiki healing bracelets. My website is under construction right now, but you can reach me on Facebook, My Lotus Bloom. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Sounds really beautiful. Thank you for joining us. And Mary, you've got to tell everyone a little bit about you as well.
Oh, yes. How could I forget? I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit. I get clear yes and no responses. I have a variety of decks, including 9 additional decks that I just bought and just received an early Christmas present for myself. So, and they're mostly all angel cards. So I have a new Archangel Power Tarot card from Radley Valentine that I'm actually going to use tonight. So I'm so excited everyone called tonight. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, that's so exciting. And I'm DC Love, and I'm a small medium at large and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I have a little message that I was asked to share with everyone. It starts off, blessings, beloved ones. You have consciously chosen to be here at this time. And each of you can make such a positive difference in the world. It is now time to look at life with a new and a brighter outlook. You realize you create your reality. Allow your divine team to help raise your vibration and empower you. And when you focus on your goals, you will notice other issues resolving. You are supported by the universe, and it always serves your highest good. And you are part of a powerful, unlimited source of energy. Beloveds, do not be afraid to turn on your light and shine brightly. Your celestial guides are gently nudging you to meditate and to reflect on your soul's purpose. Hold of your future, as the angels are assisting you at this time. And be patient and work toward your greatest dreams. Infinite abundance is always available to you, and trust that your needs will always be met. The more you love and approve of yourself, the better your life becomes. Some situations or circumstances in your life may be coming to an end, as this makes room for new opportunities. Do not fear these endings, beloveds, as they will lead to opportunities and blessings. Let go of that which no longer serves you, because you are aligning with your soul's purpose. Use your passion as a way of serving others and carrying out your light-working mission. It is time now to release any outdated negative thoughts and beliefs as they, again, no longer serve you. Follow your dreams and follow them with determination. Take time for yourself to relax and rejuvenate and connect with loved ones and bring more balance and harmony into your relationships. This will help to resolve issues and maintain peace. Live your life with grace and joy. Self-understanding is your biggest motivation and your highest calling. Do not live in the past. Nostalgia does have its place, but now it's time to focus on the present. You are a visionary. Allow your future visions to come true. You have the power to bring great things into your life. trust in the divine process of life. Everything is happening in divine right order. You have the ability to make the world a better place, each of you. And we'll be with you every step of the way, beloveds. We love you, your angelic team. And guys, that was my message that I was asked to deliver this evening. And
thank
with that
you.
Being
how
beautiful. Said, oh, thank you. And with that being said, our board looks like a Christmas tree. So if you ladies would not mind, I'm going to start opening up the phone lines.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here we go, ladies. Hello, 860. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And do you have any questions or anything on your mind this evening?
Yes, I'm just wanting to check in and see if the puppy that we've found is a good fit for us and that everything's okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, Mary, would you like to start?
Yes. As soon as I saw your name, I pulled the Four of Gabriel for you. And it's from the Archangel Power Tarot cards that I just got just recently from Radley Valentine. And it's time for a celebration, abundant rewards for hard work. Release yourself from burdensome situations. And there's important events such as engagements, marriage, or moving in together as a couple are likely. It's a time of stability and peacefulness. That's what I got, Lisa.
Thank you.
I'll see if anything else comes up.
Beautiful.
Hey, Joanna.
Okay, Lisa. Hi. How are you? I got a yes. It's going to be very therapeutic for you. They're like babies, so you're gonna be really busy. I have a dog myself, and they're just wonderful. They keep you grounded. They give you so much love. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine, and so will you.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Adriana. And this is DC, Lisa, and I just see all this beautiful, positive energy around you. Okay, and Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, of course, your beautiful fur baby is going to be a beautiful fit. Okay? And she's showing me there's going to be a lot of happiness. And I'm getting she likes her little ears to be very gently touched and scratched. Okay? So Ginger's saying, you know, just touch her little ears when you get to hold her finally. Your beautiful Christmas miracle, Lisa.
Yes, she is.
And I'm getting that your dad is coming in and he's saying you've got to stop being, you know, so hard on yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And he's so happy that you were brave enough to, you know, to allow this fur baby to come into your life. Okay?
Okay,
so your dad, your little babe, your little angel, and I just see so many different family members in spirit, Lisa, that are just, they're with you at this time, and they are just so excited to have this beautiful little fur baby coming in, hon, okay?
Wonderful.
So, you know, don't think of the worst, just, you know, be happy and stay positive, because, you know, positivity brings more positive, you know, our way. Okay, I'm seeing a beautiful rainbow. Was that one of the signs that you were getting from Gizmo?
Not the rainbow. That's a new one.
Okay, because I am seeing a rainbow, and Gizmo is just saying, please don't worry. Okay, she doesn't want you to worry. Okay, and now she's handing you a beautiful sunflower. So I'm seeing rainbows and sunflowers for you.
Okay, I love that. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm just hearing, you know, get ready for all the good that's coming your way. Okay?
Thank you.
And I'm getting, you know, this is going to be such a beautiful time for you, but you already knew that. You know, even if you didn't consciously know that everything was going to turn out all right, you knew that it was going to be fine. Okay, because you had magnificent signs from Gizmo, correct?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You did. And now I'm just seeing this beautiful unicorn flying by, Lisa. And
nice.
You're asked at this time to really connect with your beautiful divine gifts as well, okay?
Okay.
So we know that you're really happy and your head is in the clouds with the blessings coming your way. But I'm getting that the angels are asking you to also, you know, focus on your beautiful, beautiful journey. Okay? And just, you know, stay positive, because I feel like all this good is coming to you, hon, okay? But Ginger's been checking in on your little fur babies, and she's saying all is well.
Okay.
And I'm gonna turn you over to Mary. Just if Mary has anything else, Lisa. God bless. Happiest of holidays.
Thank you to all of you.
Hi, Lisa. As DC was speaking about your dad coming in, my crown was all tingly. Like, I was, like, all tingly. And as she mentioned, there's a rainbow in the card for a Gabrielle. There's also an angel, and her wings are made out of, like, rainbow wings. So there's a beautiful... something big is going to come. I mean, besides your beautiful puppy, I mean, what bigger than that? But I don't know. I just feel great vibration. So stay positive.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Happy
holidays.
Lisa.
Merry Christmas. Happy blessed New Year to you all.
Oh, thank you for calling in. And Ginger's whispering into my ear. She's saying, Lisa, get ready. There's going to be a lot of miracles and surprises coming your way.
Wow. I love that. Thank you.
Yes, we can't wait to hear all about everything. Take care, Lisa,
okay.
And don't forget to breathe, because I feel like you're breathing really shallow because you're so, so excited. And just take time and just breathe, because I'm like trying to give you a message.
I catch myself. I'm like, my God, you're not even breathing. Breathe.
Okay. Well, you stay in touch with us, and thank you for calling, Lisa. We love you, honey.
For being there. I love you all, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies, we're going to move on, and I'm going to catch my breath. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, DC. I'm okay. I would just like to know if there's any messages from my guides or my dear departed loved ones in spirit.
Okay. Yes, awesome. Of course. Okay. Okay, Mary, do you have anything for Brent?
I just need a couple of seconds. Adriana, did something come through for you?
Give me one moment. I'm shuffling my cards.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to just jump in for a couple minutes. Ben, the first thing that I'm getting is I feel like you're doing pretty good physically, okay?
Okay.
Have you been focusing at all on your health? Because I feel like, you know, like I really do feel like your health is pretty good here. You know, you're doing great.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm also getting you ready for a change.
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing, are you in a relationship?
No, I haven't been for a while, but, you know, I'd love
okay,
to
are you
one.
Ready for a relationship?
I believe I am. I'm kind of also focusing on a move next year, so I don't want to start anything up now, you know.
Okay.
All
righty.
Moving, right? I mean, you know, it would be a short relationship if I were to start something now, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'm getting that you're a very logical person, and that's going to help you to make this move. You're going to have all the information that you're needing to really make those good decisions. And
okay.
The angels are saying, please make sure that when you make these decisions, Bryn, make them from your head, not from your heart. Okay?
not from my head and not from my heart? Or you mean from my heart?
Take it from your head. Use your logical part of Bryn, okay?
Oh, that's interesting, because I usually hear to do it from the heart instead of the head.
Well, not in regard to, I guess, the logical steps that you have to take when you're moving.
Okay.
And you're going to focus, and this is going to really help. I see like more money coming in that you're going to need financially as you make this move, okay?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And I'm just getting, make sure that you stay in balance, hon, okay? Make sure, you know, that all aspects of your life are in balance, and that will help you to go forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what are they showing me here? Okay. Your energy seems like it's up, though. You sound really good. Okay?
Yeah, I've been having some challenges.
I feel like you're still dealing with things, but you're doing it a little bit better. Okay?
Dealing with what?
You're more positive, Bryn.
Yeah. I'm more positive than I've been. That's for sure.
And the angels are saying, you know what, he has learned from his, you know, his experiences. And I'm getting in big, bold letters, balance. So always keep that in the forefront, to always have balance.
Right.
Okay? And
okay.
I'm getting, like, you've learned how to stay balanced, you know, and you use the right amount of force when needed to go forward. Bryn, so be very proud of yourself. You're really doing a great job. Okay?
Oh,
but like
you.
I said, think head, like not heart, and that's going to help you to go forward. And the angels are saying he's got all the tools that he needs, okay? I'm getting the word success around you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And
yeah.
I'm getting, I feel like, you know, you're going to have assistance, so you're not going to be doing everything alone.
Okay.
That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Mary and then Adriana, okay? Mary?
Thank you so much, DC. Thank you.
Well, it's happy holidays, hon.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Bryn. I got a message from talking to heaven, a message from your passed on loved one. I got, my mind is free. And this deck is from James Van Prague. And I'm being asked to read from the book for you. It says, you know how much I worried when I was in my physical existence. It seemed as if I spent most of my days and nights feeling anxious about the future, family, money, and the earth. Now I realize that most of what I worried about was never a reality, and those things that did materialize, I brought about myself because fear attracts negativity. So true. If I could only go back into my body for 5 minutes, I'd apply this new knowledge to show you how a worry-free mind creates and attracts a worry-free life. This knowledge has completely released me from the bondage of earthly concerns. This is my greatest lesson and one that I hope to impart to you. Give all your worries to heaven and never hang on to them. Be free of worries and you found the greatest riches of them all. Wow, that is amazing.
Wow.
Just like
DC
said, I mean, just let go of fear, because fear brings negativity. Let it all go.
Okay.
That's amazing. I got chills from head to toe, Bryn.
Thank you.
Also, as I was pulling, I pulled cards for you from Archangel Power Tarot cards, my new deck, and three flew out. And just a confirmation from what DC said, I mean, it's just amazing things are coming through. So I got the Eight of Gabrielle, a great deal of activity, sudden and immediate results, important communication is coming through. And there's a whole bunch of birds with this angel. So that one's amazing. The Star is a major card, Archangel Jophiel. It's a dream come true. Believe in yourself. The end of a difficult situation is coming close. And then card number 16 is Change Your Life, Archangel Shamuel. A sudden revelation that offers freedom. Break free of procrastination and embrace the opportunities that change brings. And this angel is like sitting on his throne looking at the city. So it's amazing.
I mean,
your life is going to change, and it's amazing. These three cards are just beautiful. You're welcome,
Thanks
Brynn.
So much. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You have one more, my daughter, Adriana.
Okay.
Hi, Brynn. How are you?
Hi there. I'm good. How are you doing?
So
good.
For you, I got many new beginnings. You're moving towards a new direction. Spirit is asking to stay connected to Spirit and your guides. Keep asking them to keep guiding you and helping you with what you want. And also, they're also saying when you need to take a moment, don't forget to pause and quiet your mind before acting on anything.
Okay.
That's what I got for you today.
That's great. That's very relevant to what everybody said.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Adriana. And, Brynn, before we let you go, I was picking up a woman in spirit that had this amazing personality. If she were to walk into the room, everyone would recognize her. She just had this, like, amazing personality. And this woman liked animals. So I don't know if you're picking up, anything. If not, just hold on to it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm getting that.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm getting that she loved to cook and she loved animals.
Hmm.
Okay, and she
would
was
she
very
be a
creative.
Relative?
Whether it was,
would
I think
she be a
so. Blood yeah.
Relative? Wow.
I'm getting a relative. I did get a yes. But she was very creative. Whether it was in the kitchen. Or she would do other things that really made her happy. She loved to read books. And she's showing me a tree. It's definitely a relative. She was very spiritual. And her message to you is she wants you to just have faith, okay?
Okay. Wow, that's great.
And she's saying it really, really, I'm like, wow, okay, have faith. Okay, is there anything maybe that you've thought of doing spiritually, possibly?
Well, yes. I do. I'm kind of intuitive myself, and I've done readings. I've been studying animal communication. I do some artwork now and again, and I've done reflexology for years.
Beautiful.
So spiritually, I feel. I want to get more into the spirituality of life, and help people more. But I've been at a standstill where I am in New York City. That's why I'm planning to move to Florida. Never thought I'd move to Florida, but I'm being called to Florida for some reason. Yeah. So that's what I do.
Okay. Well, my dog Ginger's on the other side. She comes in and she gives readings at times, and she's saying if Brynn were a dog mom, he would be Ren 10-10.
That's great.
And that's a compliment. It is a compliment.
Yeah.
No,
Ren 10-10 was like a savior. He was like a hero dog, right?
Yes. So she's saying if he were like a dog mom, he would be Ren 10-10. So take that as a compliment and go forward and be brave. And I feel like, as long as you take that first step, the angels are going to be there with you to keep you going, Brynn. So have the courage, of Ren 10-10 and go forward, okay?
Okay. Thank you, DC. You're great. Thank you.
Happy holidays,
Brynn.
Stay in touch with us. Thank you.
Same to you. Yeah, you're all
Brynn, before you go, Brynn, this is Mary.
Yeah. Hi, Mary.
As you mentioned Florida, I looked at my card of Change Your Life from Archangel Shamuel, and it's highlighted the castle. Have you ever been to Walt Disney World where the Magic Kingdom, where the castle is?
Yeah, I've been to Disneyland in California when I was young. I've never been to Disney World.
Okay, Disney World in Florida. Basically, this is highlighting, Disney World. It's crazy. Like the castle in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, right.
So I just wanted to confirm, Florida, for me, I got a total, goosies everywhere when you said Florida. And then I looked at my card, and saw like something that looks like the Magic Kingdom in Florida.
Great.
So that's beautiful.
Okay.
Well, yes,
thank you.
I did get a thumbs up with Florida as well. And again, when I said you're going to have help, there's going to be someone from the other side helping you.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I'm getting, you know, do you have like any money coming to you? Because I also feel like there might be money coming to you, hon.
Gee, not that I know of at the moment,
okay.
You know. Yeah.
Well, just hold on to that and open your arms widely to receive, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you all.
God bless. Thank you,
Brian. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies, those were phenomenal readings. Very, very
yes.
Amazing. Loved it.
Thank
okay,
you.
We're going to caller. Let's see. Okay. Hi, area code 407. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? 407?
Samantha.
Hello? Hi, Samantha. Do you have a question this evening?
Yes, I do. I have been going to school in the medical field, but that has been on a pause. But I may also have this other opportunity that doesn't involve school, and I'm leaning kind of more toward this other opportunity that doesn't involve school. So I just wanted to see if there's a certain direction. Am I on the right track? Or
okay, great. Ladies?
Hey, Joanna, did you get something? I'm still shuffling.
Yes, I got the card study popped up. It says, Spirit has its own special way of letting you know that it's time to study again. From time to time, it's important to go back and learn, whether that's learning old things in a new way or learning something totally new. This is an opportunity to expand your mind. So I think Spirit is telling you, study, study, study.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was absolutely beautiful. And I was just hearing, as she said, study, 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 that something new is heading your way, okay? And I'm getting
okay.
The word knowledge around you.
Okay.
So that's not a bad thing, okay? I do feel that you're holding on to a lot of stress, hon.
Yes.
Okay, and you've got to let go of it. And you've just got to be, like, more focused on you this month and, you know, and be mindful of your health, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, don't make any, like fast decisions, okay? To see that things are better than you could have hoped, okay? So the angels are saying just don't do anything crazy or something out of the ordinary because it won't work out the way that you're, you know, planning. So I agree with Adriana. I think, you know, this is a time to, you know, to maybe study and get a little bit more knowledge. And I'm getting it's really going to be beneficial for you, okay?
VC,
okay.
Yes. I'm sorry, it's Adriana
ahead, Mary.
Again.
Oh, Adriana, go ahead,
Adriana.
Hon.
Sorry.
Look, I sound alike, so you better say who it is because I can't tell the difference. My goodness, you... Mother, daughter sound exactly alike.
On the study card, Samantha, there's a girl with long black hair, and there's blue butterflies and open notebooks. So I'm not sure if butterflies mean anything to you, but there's a lot of blue butterflies.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, too, like the butterflies, they really relate to transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not that little caterpillar,
correct.
Samantha. You're that beautiful, beautiful butterfly.
Awesome, awesome.
I
resonate
faith
with
in
that.
Your,
thank you.
Yes, and just be open-minded. And I'm getting, you know, when you do what you truly love, the money will flow in, okay? So only think about, you know, things that you want to come into your life, not about other things. And I'm just seeing, you know, like, this is going to be really awesome. Okay, so don't be afraid. Go forward. And I'm seeing, like, the sun shining on you. And, Samantha, what is it that you do creatively? Because I feel that you're very, very creative, and that's going to bring you success.
Wow. Creatively, I mean, at the job I'm currently at, I do marketing, so I'm creating these posts and all this stuff to, like, attract the patients and all that. So I guess maybe that's the only creative thing I can think of at the moment.
Okay. You know, whatever it is. And just embrace, you know, this time that you have and do things that, like, bring you joy, too. Because I feel like, you know, you have more creativity than you're even acknowledging. Okay. And you'll figure it out. So just connect with your joy. Okay. But I'm getting like this is not a good time to take on any more responsibilities. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, you just be a truth seeker. Okay? You're very determined, hon. And I'm getting that you've got the willpower to succeed. So believe in yourself, okay?
Awesome. Yes, thank you.
You are going to do well. Okay? You really are. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have anything?
I actually pulled the Nine of Gabrielle for Samantha. And the card, there's a beautiful angel with long black hair. It's so crazy that Adriana's card is similar. And there's a butterfly, a white butterfly behind her. And Samantha, I know Samantha. She's like a niece to me. And this is your brother, CJ, with you. I mean, it also has to do with transformation, but I feel like he's telling me this is him. He's right behind you, and he's protecting you, and he's helping you. And I'm just getting chills. Every time I talk about CJ, I get emotional. And so the meaning of the book is don't give up. Your determination and courage are needed now more than ever. You've come a long way, and your hard work has been important and valuable. Stand your ground and protect what you have created. Be prepared for any possibility. You've already proven yourself, and your position is secure so long as you have confidence. You may be tired, but this is the last challenging situation before success comes your way. Additional meanings of this card is sticking with your plans and ability to fight off illness. So stay grounded, and just take extra vitamin C because I'm just getting chills. It says ability to fight off illness, environmental activism, and growing organic food. Just go outside and try to ground if it's not so cold in the grass. Or lean on a tree in the beautiful Florida.
Definitely.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And Mary, you
so,
for Samantha, is that the name you gave, Brent?
Yes, Samantha. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I just saw like a bee, and Ginger was drawing a bee in the air. I'm like, for Brent, and she's like, you know, her head is like bobbing up and down. Yes, yes. But as soon as you said Brent, I just saw these arms coming around you, Samantha, and they hugged you. Did you feel something as Mary was talking to you?
I got emotional. I definitely did, yes.
Okay, well, he was hugging you, and as soon as, like, Mary was talking, I saw the butterflies. Butterflies were flying around you. And do you connect with him in your dreams?
Very few times, but I have, but it's not so often that I do.
Okay, because I am getting that you connect with, like, him in his dreams, and you could put that intention, you know, to him before you go to bed. Who was the one that loved to read? Was it you or he? Because I see a lot of books.
He did like to read.
I mean, like, lots of books, you know? Okay, so I wonder if you like to read. And he's saying to me that I was right, that he's saying that you are creative. Do you write anything possibly? Do you feel like you'd like to write maybe?
No.
How about paint or something? Because I feel like something with your hands. Because he's saying you are creative, whether you know it or not, you are creative. Okay, and was there someone in the family that was maybe like into writing or maybe was an artist? Because he's saying, you know, a family member. So maybe, you know, if you think about that, that'll make a little bit more sense. Okay? Okay, and the rest of what he's saying is lights. He showed me lights flickering. Have you noticed any kind of lights flickering or anything like in the house? I'm seeing like flickering lights. And he's just
really.
Saying that he's saying there's like lights flicker a little bit, and he's saying think about what you said. And that's when, like, the light flickers. Maybe you're saying something and he's agreeing, and I see a light flickering, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and do you love animals? Because he's showing me animals around you.
I do. We have two puppies.
Okay, yeah, he's showing me the beautiful animals. Okay. And he's talking about your decision, and he's saying, you know, just take your time, okay? So he wants you to take your time. And he's going to help you, okay? He's saying you really should trust your intuition. You're very intuitive, and that's really going to help you. Okay. So now he's saying about design. My mother used to, like, really be able to look at a fashion magazine and draw, like, what she saw. Is there anything with design that interests you? Because he's saying she's creative and it's just hard to pull it out of you. But what we're going to do is just, like, let you with that. Just leave it, and you're going to see, you know, later on that it makes sense to you, okay?
Okay.
Because he's just showing me, like creating something, you know? But he's saying you're going to go far, have confidence, okay? And he'll help you with your decisions. And he loves you, and he's been with you, okay? So I see the butterflies.
Okay.
Seeing, like I said, the books. I don't know. So maybe there's going to be a course of study that you're thinking about specifically, right? Okay.
Possibly, yes.
Okay. There we go. All righty. Well, that's what I have. Ladies, do you have anything else for Samantha?
No, that was all for me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
that was it.
Okay, well, Samantha, please stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, okay? And give us those, you know, updates, okay?
I will. Thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, ladies, that was the last call, believe it or not.
Wow.
I don't know. Online, maybe they're doing some Christmas shopping or something.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, so I don't.
It's getting close. I mean.
Oh, it really is. And it's just, you know, it's just hard. A lot of people are just, you know, they're online doing everything. I mean, I like online shopping, but especially like now, like it's just like, will the item come before, you know, the day? So I get a little bit scared.
Yep. I totally agree.
Yeah, I do. You know, I do love online shopping and things, but it's just sometimes, especially now with everything going on, you know, when they tell you like even a week, sometimes it's like 3 weeks. My goodness.
Yeah, because of COVID. Yes.
Yep.
I noticed
that,
especially in the beginning of the year when I was ordering a lot of things, like things that would normally take like 2 days, it took like 2 weeks to get a package from Best Bath & Body Works. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I would never order again from Bath & Body Works like online.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah, by the
I'm
time
like,
that
I'm
you could have used the whole bottle and went back for another one, my goodness, that is so funny. It is crazy. Okay, so Ginger likes to talk a little bit, and she is so happy, Adriana, that you joined us this evening. And she likes essential oils. I don't know if you're into essential oils.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's saying the one that she is choosing for you would be grapefruit, okay? And the reason being, this grapefruit essential oil is going to help you to be more visible. And to really help you to feel comfortable wherever you are, be it radio or video or wherever, she's saying grapefruit essential oil is going to help you to really be comfortable being seen, okay? Because, Adriana, you bring
okay.
you have such a beautiful light and you bring so much joy to people, okay?
Yes.
And my dog Ginger's saying you've got a great style. She loves your style. And she's saying it's your time to shine. Okay, so she wants you to, you know, order some grapefruit essential oil, and when you put it on, just, you know, just have a little smile and remember that Ginger, as soon as you put that on, think of Ginger, and you're going to see how people just go crazy. Okay? She's saying she doesn't really need
okay.
it, but this is going to give her the confidence because people really want more of you, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
And Mary, Ginger is talking about cedarwood oil for you, okay, to really
oh,
feel that you
okay.
have the support that you are needing, okay, and to know
mm-hmm.
that whatever you decide, you are always supported. And Mary, there is no wrong choice, okay? You can never make
mm-hmm.
a mistake. And the cedarwood essential oil is going to help you to know that you are loved, and you are supported, and this is going to help you to become stronger, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying the cedar, you know, the cedarwood oil is the one that she'd like you to get, okay? And
okay. That's like Palo Santo.
And it's sort of like you're like a tree. You have all these roots and stuff, and they're supporting you, and they're helping you grow. So I think that's a good one as well.
Yeah. I think I have that one, if it's Palo Santo.
Yeah,
I have that one, which I use religiously, especially after, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, oh, that's
well,
awesome.
That's
great
that's
to
come awesome, yeah.
and bring in positive vibes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm getting for Adriana, Ginger's asking, do you have any iolite? Because iolite would be a crystal that really works well for you.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Iolite?
Yeah, she's saying no. Iolite. Iolite. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she wants you to. She's saying she wants you to have some iolite. Okay. And I guess like the iolite is a beautiful crystal, and it really is good to work with the third eye chakra.
Okay.
And it helps you to really, like, pull that wisdom, she's saying, out, to really pull that wisdom out. It's a beautiful crystal. And from what I understand, you do make jewelry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's saying this would be great,
oh, yes,
you know,
is.
For jewelry.
I'm looking at it right now. It kind of looks like the lapis lazuli.
Yeah, and she's saying you could put it under your pillow at night. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just... You know, put your intention out there and make sure that you have a journal as well. So when you wake up, you know, to really, you know, set that intention. So that's the stone. She's getting really excited. And when I'm telling her slow down because when she gets excited, she talks a little bit too fast. I'm like, okay, that between Lisa and now Ginger, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm running, like, around the place here. It's just like so crazy. My goodness.
I feel it. I feel like panting. You know when dogs pant? You know, it's like
yeah,
the fast breathing.
Yeah, honestly,
when
that's
running
exactly how I'm
stop.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Calm down, my goodness. Yeah. And she's saying, you know, she's saying, she wants to go with a totem animal. And she's saying, Mary, I just, like, she showed me an elephant, and an elephant will help you to really overcome any kind of obstacles that are before you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this beautiful
mm-hmm.
elephant is going to help you to really connect with your heart's desires. And she's saying, envision yourself riding this elephant, and nothing is going to be able to stop you. She's saying, Mary, you are so filled with spirit. And she's saying, when she, you know, when she gets excited, she's saying, nothing will stop Mary. Like, okay, Ginger, that's cool. But I would recommend stopping for a red light. If you're on the elephant and you're in traffic,
yes,
you better stop for the red light.
I thought it was a figurine because I was going to say, I have an elephant here.
Well, you know what? I was with the
elephant. Also known for good luck.
Yeah, they are
it
for
is.
Good luck, too.
It is. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they're beautiful. So that's what she's
yeah, they are.
Showing me. She wants you to think about
okay.
your elephant. My goodness, I think that's awesome.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm talking to you, and when I talk to Mary, I keep hearing these dings. Another elephant, not an elephant, she said another angel must have just gotten their wings, Mary, and it was because you helped. Another angel got their wings, Mary. You heard the ding.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm hearing ding, ding
that's
every
awesome.
Time I talk to Mary. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
I
can't believe we go like, oh my gosh, 90 minutes, and it's just an odd kind of night, ladies.
Yeah, it is. Which is, not to say that it's good, but my daughter actually, you know, has the baby, and, you know, she said, Mom, I could only give you an hour. So I was like, okay.
Okay, well, that's
maybe
what it was.
The
angels made sure
okay,
that
she said 1 hour.
Yes. Wow, that is really
intention
cool.
Intention is everything.
Intention is everything. And Adrienne,
yes,
I hope that you
is.
Come back and, you know, spend some more time with us. We really had a great evening.
Yes, I would love to. I would love to.
Yeah,
yes, I would
this
love
was
for
really
you
beautiful.
To be on with Liz, all four of us, would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Oh my gosh, the energy is outstanding. Yes.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I'm
we
getting
can definitely
you,
do that.
Your totem is a butterfly, and that's, you know, in reference mm-hmm. to the transformation that you're making. And Ginger's saying, you know, put on your seatbelt because you're going to go for one hell of a ride, that something major is coming your way. So get ready. She's saying, get ready, girlfriend, here
yeah.
it comes. Wow.
You know, I think Ginger is talking to me, DC, because as I was getting ready to start the show, and I kept hearing, get ready. Tell her to get ready and put on her seatbelt. And I'm like, where am I? That must be either Joan Rivers or
or
Ginger.
Or
now
Ginger,
I know it's
and it was
Ginger.
Okay, are you up? Are you ladies up for one more call? Because we do have one caller.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Can you one more?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take this one caller and then we'll end it. Hi, 919. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you. I hope all is well with you.
Yes, thank you. Do you have a question for us this evening? Is there anything on your mind?
I do. I have
okay.
a question regarding career, and I'm just wondering
okay.
when my new opportunity is coming.
Okay, that sounds exciting, Kay. Have you
yes.
been thinking about, you know, anything new? Have you been putting any intentions out there?
I have. There is one company I have applied for something. It's been a few weeks now, and I haven't heard anything regarding that particular position. And I don't want to, you know, just keep right on applying, but I'm just wondering if that's the position, if that was not, should I stay with the same company looking?
Okay. Well, I'm getting that. The first thing I want to tell you is you're a very intuitive woman.
Yes, I am.
Are you trusting your intuition?
I am. Well, yes, I doubt myself every now and then, but then I have to meditate, get myself back in, centered.
Okay.
And I do.
Well, my dog Ginger's coming in from the other side. She gives readings, and she's saying, girlfriend, you've got the Midas touch right now. What are you worried about? Whatever you focus
ooh.
On is going to such luck.
Oh, okay. So
this is a great time to focus on career. And she's saying, okay, but you've got to watch, you know, remove the emotions from all of this and just focus on exactly what you're wanting, okay?
Yes, okay.
And she's showing me the angels, and she's showing me a jacket that probably has like 100 pockets on it. And she's saying, girlfriend, don't get overwhelmed, but there's 100 pockets because the angels are putting money in every one of those pockets. Okay?
Ooh, okay. Perfect.
You stay positive. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't need to, you know, be insecure. You've got what it takes. And, you know, the universe is with you right now. I'm just feeling like so excited, my goodness, with the energy around you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn you over to Mary and Adriana, and you have a blessed holiday season, Kay, and stay in touch.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you.
Ladies?
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
This is Mary. Hi, how are you? I got a quick jumper come out for you from the Archangel Power Tarot cards. The Four of Michael jumps out. And the card is a lady sleeping in the woods, and there is the colors of the chakras. So there's orange, there's blue, there's purple, and there's red. The card says, insights that come from quiet meditation, the need for more sleep or time off, seek relief from stress. And I'm getting tingles all over the backside of my head. I'm not sure if you've been sleeping, but...
no,
lately?
Not well.
Okay, so that's why. Oh my gosh, I'm getting like chills. So the angels are asking me to tell you to get some rest. I mean, you need much needed rest and meditate.
Yes.
I'm being asked to read from the book, meaning the whole paragraph. It says it's time to take a break. The situation you find yourself in will not benefit from more action on your part at this moment. Step back and let it go. It would probably be best not to even think about it for a little while. Resist the urge to challenge. Does that resonate?
Yes. That's about my present job, I'm sure, because it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
It says... Resist the urge to challenge those who disagree with you. The key to a successful solution is likely to arise from meditation or the unexpected epiphanies that come while on a quiet walk. So take walks on by the woods or even, you know, where there's water. It's very grounding. And it's asking, the card is asking, are you getting enough sleep? If you've been ill, make sure to take all the time necessary for a full recovery. Additional meaning of the card is make time for yourself. Take a vacation, pursue spiritual activities, and seek relief from stress. So like DC said, you're intuitive. I mean, I feel like you're getting some lack of sleep. Is it because of stress, or is it because, I mean, there's energy coming in, because lately I haven't been sleeping because there's so much energy coming through. We're at a time that we're getting downloads.
Right. It's a little bit of both for me. It's like stressed over things, but also whenever I get ready to go to bed, and that's when all the ancestors start kind of chattering or stuff is around me, and
you know, you could set boundaries, and I've been told this, and I was getting the same, like, you know, at 3-4 a.m. 5 a.m. like every hour of the night I was being awakened, and just set boundaries and say, don't bother me. Ask Archangel Michael to come in and protect you, and just tell them that, you know, not to let anyone in, and it's been working for me.
Okay I have to say,
I'm so glad that resonated.
Yes, when I do say, I need to sleep, it does, you know, the quietness comes, but it's a matter of making it, having to say that, okay, not now. But then on the flip side, I feel a little bit anxious, because I'm like, is it a message that I'm not taking time to hear. So
But if you're meant to hear it, you're going to either hear it in your sleep, I mean, in via a dream, or they're going to give you a message when you're awake. So I've asked them to come in when I'm awake, like call me or come to me after 8 a.m. Because, you know, I had to set boundaries because I barely slept. I mean, I look like...
Thank
like
you.
I
love this.
80 years old. So,
perfect.
Ask Archangel Michael for assistance.
Okay. Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And now my daughter, Adriana.
I have a little message for you. I just wanted to let you know, you're such a kind, loving soul who's always reaching out and giving to others. But Spirit is saying it's time for you to learn how to graciously receive. Like, open your arms and just ask the universe, you know, for what you want. Also, they're saying don't be afraid to ask help from others. Ask your spiritual team, you know, to guide and assist you. In regards to work, career, I see like within a few weeks you're gonna have many choices to choose from. I'm not sure if you're on LinkedIn or Indeed. If you're looking for something specific, there is something out there for you, but you're gonna have to choose which one. Because there's gonna be many different choices.
A blessing. Okay. There is one that I was looking for, but I just want to make sure that I'm going in the right direction. But this has been wonderful. So I think if the more rest I get, and then listening to the to Spirit, you know, the messages, I'm sure I'm going to be directed in the right. I'll follow in the right direction.
Yes, you will.
Okay. Oh, my, this is wonderful. Thank you, ladies. This is perfect.
You're very,
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Please stand with us.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Blessings to you. Blessings to you,
you
all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
What a beautiful evening, ladies. Before we leave, Adriana, can you tell everyone a little bit, again, about yourself and how to connect with you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, My Lotus Bloom. You can reach out to me through there. Messenger is always open. I am a certified Reiki practitioner. I send Reiki healing energy via distance and in person. And I do oracle, tarot, pendulum, and do receive messages from Spirit. That's all.
Beautiful. That sounds amazing. Thank you. And Mary, again, you know, tell everyone how to connect with you, please.
Yes, they can reach me through Facebook via the Sacred Embers Network or group, or via my Facebook page at Mary Hernandez. And or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, I guess that's it for this evening, ladies. Adriana put in the intention, and we're out of here. You're more powerful than wise, Adriana. My goodness.
You're 1 hour.
This is an
hour. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay, ladies. Well, good night for now. And, Adriana, I hope maybe next time you could spend a little bit more time with us.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Good night,
have a
love
great
you
evening.
Too. And yes. And thank you, everyone, for calling in. And we look forward to connecting again. Good night.
Good night.